All right.
What's up,
Doc?
What's up, everybody?
That was story time with Papa T.
That was story time with Papa T.
And now, officially, you're listening to Headroom on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
WMFO.
WMFO.
Featuring the Alexander Golan. And Nick Golan. Not the Nick Golan. Yet.
Not yet.
The comes
soon
from
to be. Elections coming up.
You're not taking facilities though, right? That's me.
I'm taking facilities. I'm taking it all.
He's coming for it. He's coming for everything.
I really hope no one runs for facilities. I'll just be like, yeah, I did a lot on facilities.
Then you're going to have to take a real position.
I'm
to
not,
stay on.
I'm
you're just
not
going to do it.
No.
Lame.
What position?
Fine. You should be GM.
If I could get you or like Ben.
I'll be GM.
To just be like, yeah, Ben has done useful things on the exec board. Not as facilities, but just like on
I like
exec
having
board.
You at the meetings. You're a nice force in the meetings.
Yeah.
You're very like temperate and like moderating force in the meetings.
I don't think
you have good ideas.
I'm good in my position because my position is kind of useless.
Your position doesn't exist.
Yeah, my position is kind of useless. I think for whoever is GM next year, we should just rename it to be...
Yeah, we just have to do constitution stuff then, I think.
I'm going to be a consultant.
You're going to be the WMFO consultant?
Yes.
I'd hire you as a WMFO consultant.
Management consultant.
Okay.
Cool.
Nick?
What's up?
Have you decided? Do you want to make your official campaign announcement? Are you running for assistant music director?
Ooh. Is that a thing?
Well, music director was a two-person job until Matt Felsenfeld. I love you, Matt, but you ditched me. So it became a one-person thing because just no one was reelected. And then when elections came, like they were like, how do you feel about it? And I was like,
do you have to rewrite
honestly,
the Constitution
I'm fine.
For assistant? MD?
I don't think so, because like honestly, what it's gonna just end up being is like the assistant MD would be, in the hopes that this person would then have the training to go forward.
Yeah.
We need to work on.
We need to pick someone we like.
I know who I'm casting my vote for, but I can't be nepotistic.
I think I'm gonna run for assistant MD.
Are you?
No.
You're gonna. I'm gonna work you like a. Dog,
yeah,
Ben.
MD requires like actual work, so.
I also am going to require that it's not a senior next year.
To be MD?
Mm-hmm. To be like, assistant MD, because I want somebody who can do it the next year.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Ideally. Because training didn't happen for me, so that was a problem.
I mean, you could train Nick well.
Yeah.
You could train the future assistant MD well.
But it would be nice
well.
To have, like... a full semester or a full year instead of like a full like 2 months or mm-hmm. something.
Headroom
I wish I had
training. What do you think?
So, how do you feel potential candidate for any position?
I like
PCFAP.
That idea.
Hang on, your mic's not on.
Candidate for any position.
The mic's not on the board.
It's not on the board.
That's the slogan.
Yep.
That's so annoying. Can you guys share that mic? I don't feel like changing the...
This mic?
Yeah.
This is a money mic.
It is a money mic. You're in the money chair.
I have the money chair.
I have my own mic. I'm standing up and holding the mic in my hands instead of using the mic stand because I have an important message.
What is that?
No, it's just like my thoughts are important messages.
Mm. Oh, okay. Cool. So what were you saying, Nick?
I'm excited with the prospect of being a part of WMFO. Let's see. I feel like I still need to get to know the station more. Got to learn the ins and outs.
Do you know music?
I dabble.
Cool.
Do you music?
I occasionally.
Do you assist mm-hmm. music?
How do you?
I most certainly assist music.
How do you feel about the brooding civil war between WMFO and the other residents of Curtis?
I feel great.
You feel great?
Yeah.
Are you just gonna attack strong?
Yeah.
So we're taking over TUTV.
I disbanded the Senate when I was in student government.
That's actually true. You did.
How do you
Senate
feel about...
Power,
Nicholas
everybody.
Is all about consolidating.
How do you feel
church
about the...
I'm the church and state.
Yeah.
Can I vote for Nick as church and state is like a position?
Yeah, yes, we're going to make it. Church and state. Whenever people start to bicker, Nick just walks in. No more. That's it.
Listen to the good word.
To the good word.
Please, everyone, vote for who you best think.
Pete, you know what? Actually, while you're here, since you're leaving, do you want to do me a favor and read another PSA so
sure.
we can just get my PSA
if
out of the
I
way?
I can be head voter intimidator.
You can do everything and anything you want. Pete, you should join WMFO. We're having a GIM.
Okay.
It's Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
7
yeah, that's
p.m.
A, yep.
In Pearson
104. No, I think it's at 9 p.m.
Oh, I suck. 9 p.m.
So let me actually verify. Yeah, it's 9 p.m. on Thursday, February 11th in Pearson 104. So please come to that if you're interested, whether you're a local Somerville, Medford community member, resident of the local area, or, I mean, I think you could live however far you want, to tell the truth.
Yeah, I guess
right?
so.
You could just, as long as you're willing to drive. So you should come. If you're a student, you should come. It's going to be fun. We're going to like talk about some stuff, some projects that are going on, talk about the success of a couple things that have been going on.
If you like making quality radio broadcasts like this is right now, you probably would want to be on WMFO.
You should definitely join WMFO because there's all range of things because we're 100% freeform. Because you could look at some people and they've got like these intense shows that have been going on for 15 years and they get people
on
every single time, and then you've got like lower key shows, and it's all good stuff. So you should check that out. And then if you're a member of WMFO, come to the staff meeting this Saturday.
Saturday,
3 p.m. different time. Saturday, 3 p.m. also in Pearson 104. Pete, give us that public service announcement, baby.
Hey guys, want some diabetes? With those deep fried butter balls? No problem. Type 2 diabetes comes naturally with a high fat, sugar, low exercise lifestyle. So just sit back, relax, watch the Food Network, and snack away. Worry about the complications of diabetes like obesity, heart disease, stroke, impotence, limb amputation, and blindness? No. Problem. Paula Deen and pharmaceutical giant Novo Nordisk have teamed up to bring you an expensive new medicine that doesn't actually prevent these health problems, but could keep you alive a little bit longer. If, on the other hand, in your later years, you'd rather ride a bicycle instead of being confined to a wheelchair, if you prefer to spend your money on anything other than medical bills and prescription drug copays, if right now you want to be more attractive and healthy, yeah, right, then exercising regularly and eating a diet rich in vegetables and real fruits while lowering your intake of meat or even eliminating it is a very effective and inexpensive way to help achieve these goals. This has been a public service message from your tomato, bean, onion, and mushroom loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. P.S. If you're already diabetic, going vegetarian can really help you get better rather than worse.
Did you know there is at least one option for vegetarian people at every single restaurant?
Ooh, you're really selling me here,
yeah.
bud.
It's true, sort of. Probably. Except for probably an all meat restaurant. I feel like there's not vegetarian options at all.
Is that like a law in some places that restaurants have to have?
No, I don't think it's a law. Because they're not requiring you to eat there.
Yeah.
I guess that's true.
Think about hot dog stands.
Yeah, get roasted.
Well, hot dog stands sell pretzels frequently.
That's true.
Roasted.
But they can sell things that are not.
Hot dogs.
I love a hot dog right now.
I would love a hot dog.
I think we have one hot dog back at the 74 Bar.
Is it frozen?
Yes, but we can use the... do you want to eat it frozen? Because, no, we can put it on the panini press. The nini press.
That's huge.
As I like to say. I like to remove the first,
Neens.
Like, third of any
Honeys.
Word, and it gets just really good sounding words. So, like, peño.
The peño.
The
grab
peño.
That peño.
Mm.
That's a spicy pain, yo.
Yeah.
The Nini Press.
Nini Press.
Nini Press.
Nini S.
Nini S.
Yeah. It's fun to see if people can still understand what you're saying. I think if we planned out just removing the first third of every single word for a whole broadcast, it'd be funny to see if people could understand what we were saying.
It's like Ig Latin.
Yeah, sort of. Only you still said Latin in Pig Latin.
I said Ig.
Ig Pay Latin.
Like,
Ig
Tillin.
It'd be Ig Itten.
Ig Litten.
Itten Lay.
Ig.
Wait, what?
Ig Lay Pulling Guy.
You don't remove both the first and last.
It's of every
third.
Word, isn't it?
This is not pig Latin. This is ig Latin.
Ig pay atin lay, right?
What?
You remove every consonant up, like, you remove every chunk up to the first, like, vowel. So you start with, like,
ig pay atin lay.
Ig pay atin lay.
Yeah.
You throw the consonant on the end, or the consonant.
You just throw it on there,
you
baby.
You throw it on the end there, and then you throw an A.
Oh, so you're doing actual pig Latin.
Yeah. Ig pay atin lay.
I thought you were trying to do pig Latin mixed with, I thought you were trying to say pig Latin using my fun way of speaking.
Oh, ig Latin is when you have to say everything like Iggy Azalea.
Ig atin.
Ig atin is my fun way of saying pig Latin.
That's dope.
Fo is the fun way of saying WMFO.
No. MFO is actually...
No, because we round up.
Well, okay, but here the thing is... yeah, I know.
Motherflower like, and
I'm actually just sharing, like, it's also called MFO. Many people, like, shorten it to MFO,
but if
which I can't get used to. I like...
If, even if it is MFO, then if you remove the first third, it's still FO.
True.
If you remove the first...
Is he third or turd?
Third.
Okay.
If you remove the first third check. From...
Yeah. Good check. Good check.
Got it.
You remove the first turd from every word. Yeah.
So, I'm going to play Porches.
Okay. I'm going to leave.
Are you guys going to leave?
Babe, I don't want to leave you.
No, I'm going to leave you. Dude,
hi.
Don't do that. Are you going to be there when I get back?
No, I'm going to bed.
Ugh. Well, fine.
Coach is going to interview at 9:50.
TTYN, February 9th. Until next year.
All right, well, later, DJ Satan. Good luck on the interview tomorrow.
Yeah.
What?
Remember to give J-Mo a happy birthday at midnight.
True that. True that. True that. True that. True that. All righty. Welp.
See you, ladies.
We're going to get started here with, we've got a bunch of new stuff, and we've got two records that my brother brought. I'm excited.
Come we've... on.
Oh, it's a secret.
No. What?
Oh, is
No, it's not a secret. I'm about to say it right now. So, see you guys. So we've got two things. We've got Run the Jewels, and we've got some Outkast. So we're going to mess around with that a little bit as well. But I want to play some new stuff because I've been getting sent a ton of new stuff in the new year. It's been like a huge boom after the... that's important. Papa T left the laptop. There's been a huge boom after the lull. Good night, guys.
Bye.
See you guys. there's been a huge boom after the lull that is December in the music industry.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. It's coming back.
It's coming back. So 2016 has been strong so far.
Yeah, it has.
Porches dropped their long-awaited album Pool, and that's very exciting. Some other great ones that have been dropping lately. Div's new album is the Is R. Also Wild Nothing's TV Queen. That's a really cool one. All three of those I've really enjoyed what I've heard so far. I definitely recommend checking those out. And then I've got a couple other things mixed in here. A couple heavier things. I don't know if we'll be able to get to everything. So I'm just gonna let the show flow. What do you have to say for yourself?
What do?
You know?
What do?
What do? What do indeed?
Well,
what do?
I don't have much. We had a intramural game of dodgeball today.
Oh, how'd
Didn't
that
go?
Well. No.
So let's cure my ailments with music.
Okay. That sounds good. It's the best way to forget. So, without further ado, here's some Porches.
We try to feel it.
All right. So those were three new tracks right there. I just wanted to fix something. I think I misspoke. I can't even remember. But I said three new albums came out recently. Really good albums. Porches, Pool. Awesome album. I love that album. Definitely listen to that album if it's snowing out. I've been like taking advantage of those days out there, and it's just like this weird like underwater fish bubble thing, and like the snow kind of dampens everything, and like it's quiet out and people aren't around. It's better like, I think it snowed on the weekend one time, and like that was really nice because it was quiet. Mm-hmm. Not as nice on like a Monday or Tuesday, right, when people are all like out and about, and like it's just crappy to be outside. But that's a great album. Really definitely recommend that. Div's new album, I'm not sure, it's D-I-I-V. I always thought it was Div. I've never heard it said out loud, though, so I can't be 100% sure. But the album is the Is Are, and then Wild Nothing's new album, Life of Pause. And I just wanted to apologize because I think I said TV Queen before. That was the song. I was just misreading my screen, so I apologize for that. But those are three great records. Definitely check those out. Coming up, I'm not sure what I'm feeling. Part of me wants to change the vibe. Part of me doesn't. I'm thinking I might ease you guys in because there are two new metal tracks that I'm really into. And like, I would love to get there. We're not there yet. And then the other thing is we gotta try to work that rap in.
Yeah.
So I think I'll try my best. I'll try my best here, and we'll see what we can do. So next up, I've got a new single from Twin Peaks called Walk to the One You Love. Very cool. Love that band. Wild Onion, I believe, was their last album. Very good. Following that, I've got one of the songs off of Savage's new album, Adore Life, which is awesome. Really, really atmospheric, beautiful, dark album. They're very, very cool. Savage is definitely worth checking out. Definitely check out their new album, Adore Life. So, without further ado, Twin Peaks.
All right, so you just heard one from Twin Peaks. One from Twin Peaks and one from Savages. Cool, it was stuff. Walk to the One You Love from Twin Peaks and Evil from Savages. Do you have any thoughts on those tracks, any of the tracks we played?
I've been liking them. I haven't actually been paying too close attention because we've been catching up.
Yeah, me and Nick realized, or Nick and I realized we haven't seen each other in like a week, which is kind of rare for us.
Not that much in the grand scheme, yeah. I guess
it's kind of spoiled of us, but you know. So I guess, let's see. I think I'm going to try to sneak in a little bit more, and then we'll play some vinyl for you. So I've got one from Basement's new album, Promise Everything. I really like this album. I was listening to this and cranking through some work the other night. And like, it was a weird, good mix for like, I was working at like midnight or one or something. And it was like one of those hours that was like, I wasn't crazy tired, but like it was getting that time when I'm like, I'd way rather be like chilling at one in the morning than like working. And it had this perfect vibe of kind of like mellow enough that I could listen to it at one in the morning, but like up enough that I could kind of be invigorated by it. And so I don't know, I really like the album. So this is Basement's Promise Everything, and after that I'm gonna throw some I don't know what to start with. I'm gonna start, I guess, with something that's a little bit easier. Amon Amarth's new album new single, First Kill. So here is Basement.
All right, and we are back. So thank you for tuning in. That was a couple songs. We had Brothers Keeper from Basement's new album, Promise Everything, which I really enjoyed. Definitely a big fan. And then we had, let's see here, we had Amon Amarth, and that was their new single, First Kill. And then following that, we had Obscura's new, a song from Obscura's new album, Acroasis, and that is the name of the song as well. So that actually brings me to the end of all my new stuff. I was just going to play a brand new song that I found today that I really like, and it sounded vaguely familiar, and I feel like I heard it back when I was young and somehow stumbled upon it again. But instead, better choices, we're going to be playing some Run the Jewels. So I'm going to get this turntable set up a little bit. It's going to take me like 2 seconds. But
that Nick, means we have a little...
We've got a little banter time with Nick.
All right. Welcome, welcome.
I mean, I'm literally ready to go pretty much whenever. Oh, so.
All right. Sweet. We could, I've enjoyed the time.
There we go. All right. Well, actually, you know what? Psych. It just got really messed up. Here we go. Nope. Turntable's messed up.
Uh-oh.
Great. Sorry about that, folks.
Why don't you throw on that song of old...
Yep, I have to find that again. Because I just deleted it from my playlist.
Need me to sing it?
Yeah, I would love if you would sing that, actually.
I haven't heard it, but I still can.
It's the same band. Do you remember when I sang, when I recorded that song called Jesus Christ?
Oh, yeah.
It's that band.
Nice.
Same album.
But what are they called?
Song. Brand New.
Brand New.
So here is Not the Sun.
I was thinking Big Nothing was their name.
No, Big Nothing is like an Elliott Smith song.
Interesting.
Big Star is
Greg,
the old school one.
Oh.
Gregory Alan Isakov.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Is
wait,
a folk artist. Big Star is the band that did 13.
Oh, from that 70s show.
Yeah. And then let's see what else you could have in there. Nothing is also a band that is fronted by...
I've heard of Nothing.
By the same person that did Were. So you've probably heard about them.
Through you.
And then there's Wild Nothing, which is who I just played.
And then there's Wild Bell.
Yes, then there's that. So we could go on. And then there's Wild Child.
Yeah.
So there's a lot. There's a, we could go on and on. So
that's actually what I was thinking of when I said
that's
Wild
Bell. Awesome.
But...
And I think I when I affirmed that, I think I was thinking of Rusty Bell. So we could, again, we could go on and on. Sorry again for the vinyl mishaps here. I definitely want to get these turntables looked at a little bit closer. So without further ado, Not the Sun from Brand News, The Devil and God Are Raging Inside Me from 06.
Turn up your love like some cold machine. Don't feed me scars from your bed. the end of our fair lady. A million pieces lost at sea. In my toes, man, who is that? I don't know. Driving slow, man, he probably throws. See, we was thrown off, it was New Year's Eve. I still remember when my baby lungs blew them trees. I still felt like a saint when I drew that breeze. On no corners was I hanging, never banging, but I knew them G's. It's been tragic since Boy Meets World, it's been savage, but the goal was never really the beef. It's been cabbage, we kill for it. When we die, we can't have it, but we can't kill that habit. Holding on to this boat till we shit right. On the shore, I dance in before the dawn. I watch my niggas die afraid. Look good, I feel. They say the waves will wash our sin. That we were black because our skin. I know we gazed upon the promise. I'm not sure.
All the niggas drown, but I'm staring at the sky like, why panic? Don't you know who I pray to? We've been looking like prey. I just caught this shit at the prelude piece. I've been keeping it. Stepping to the wolves forever. A black sheep to the herd. How you not heard about this nigga? You think you feeling the flow of somewhere in the ceiling? I'm not high. Trust, I'll be praying a nigga get it like Popeye. I've been trying to give him what's good, but don't call it food for thought. Shit tastes like a hot fry. Shit had a nigga so thirsty, I couldn't see straight. It was like I was cockeyed. Fam, tell him what you seen on the south side. Tell him where you been, nigga. Tell him where you going. Cold park whenever I was outside. Somebody shoot, nigga. Even when it's snowing in the cold, you can see the people thirsty. Well, I got a little water right here. You hurt. All you gotta do is take a sip. And I don't want your souls and I do not want your gold. I just do it for the free, my nigga. Don't trip. Don't trip. I do it for the free, my nigga. Don't trip. Don't trip. I do it for the free, my nigga. Don't trip.
All right, so that last track, Nick, that was DJ Nick
Shipwrecked off of Mick Jenkins' debut album, which is really good. So,
yeah, Mick Jenkins is cool.
He is very cool. Mm-hmm. Has a calming voice.
Vince Staples,
without, like, losing his fierceness.
That's true.
Yeah.
And then Vince Staples was the other one we were really, like,
I've
starting to vibe
really
to in the car, right?
Vince Staples.
That was fun.
Yeah.